Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. Steiny and Guru with you. And we're going to head out to the phone lines. Talk to Monty Poole. Monty Poole was on the Klay Thompson bus yesterday at the parade. He was, resplendent?
Yeah.
Nice beige jacket in the hot sun. How'd you hold up, Monty?
it's been a long month, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're too professional to wear shorts and a t-shirt, I guess, but that's what makes you,
Monty.
Well, I had to be in studio for the beginning of the show.
Oh,
so I spent
gotcha.
The first 50 minutes in studio, and then they had a car for me to take me to the bus, and so I was supposed to be on the bus for half an hour, 45 minutes, and it ended up being more like 90 minutes.
Gotcha. So, I mean,
it was a good time, though.
Yeah, let me start there with Klay. I was just, you start thinking about his road back 2.5 years. I mean, what did you kind of glean from being able to see him up close in those 90 minutes?
Well, there's no question that he really, really, really appreciates this journey, and the way it ended for him. This trophy means more to him than I think the previous three. Again, I mean, they're all great, and he said that. But this is special because it's like the culmination of all the work that he put in, all the days that he hated what he had to do, and all the rehab, the surgeries, the recoveries. And so at the end of that road, there's this rainbow, and it's a championship. So for Klay, he was clearly just so excited. I talked to him, talked to his mom, his dad. He had a bunch of buddies on the boat, and Otto Porter Jr. was also on the boat and with some people, his people. So, but it was really clear that Klay several times, jumped off the bus with the trophy and just ran around and let the people touch the trophy and touch him. He really savored the moment in ways that really he didn't in previous championship parades.
Monty, I grew up reading you. Nobody covers the team better than you do, and I mean that.
Oh, here we go with that. Nah, I grew up reading you.
Nah, no.
Here we go.
That's love, Monty. Yeah. Now, when it comes to the Niners, the Raiders, when they were here, there was a divide. The Giants, A's, but the Warriors have always been the Bay's team. But to go 13 years and, it's a great timeout and be the butt of so many jokes – to see you on that float yesterday and know now this is the fourth parade, first one in San Francisco, do you ever just stop and think and drop your pen or just talk to yourself or anybody else, like, how did we get here? This is incredible, and it's led by Stephen Curry, who now I'm putting up there, Monty, with Joe. I'm putting up there with Jerry. I'm putting up there with Ricky Henderson, all-time great athletes from the Bay Area. It's like, and Steph can still hit the plus button, Monty, on his calculator like it's not over. Has that sunk in? I gave you a lot. My bad.
Yeah. It really is pretty miraculous. I find myself having to remind people, and I'm sure you guys do, you know, that the Warriors, you know, they were for many years, like you said, the butt of jokes. They were the NBA outback. You know, free agents wouldn't come here unless you overpaid them, you know. And so it was not a place that people – it wasn't a destination. And that changed. And honestly, none of this would be happening if not for number 30, you know.
Right.
This guy comes to town, and remember initially, you know, he wanted to go to New York. And he comes here and becomes a star and then becomes a superstar. And not only that, but he becomes sort of the centerpiece of the franchise. And, I mean, honestly, I believe that if not for Steph, yeah, sure, you don't have the championships. No, you don't have those. But you also don't have – I don't think you have Chase Center. You know, I think his presence and his impact – sort of opened up a sort of, I guess, a civil will and support for this team and this franchise. When you're good, when you're really good and you're exciting and you get the public behind you, it's easier to get stuff done, you know, kind of like the opposite of what the Oakland baseball team is doing, you know. so I couldn't help that. But if you look around and you see how the Giants built their ballpark, you know, what they do. You know, after years of talking about leaving, they talked about, they decided new ownership comes in and said, we're going to go the other way. We're going to build a good team. They went out and signed Barry freaking Bonds. And 8 years later, they had a ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, the Giants, the Warriors, Joel Acuff and Peter Guber take over in 2010, and they want to go to San Francisco. You know that. But it took them about 4 or 5 years, and they didn't really get to that point where they knew they had it done until that first championship. And people sort of just jumped on that bandwagon. And I'm telling you, man, in places like this, when you become a winner and then a multiple winner, people love that. And it's hard for people to say no to you when you do that. And so and again, without Steph, no, it doesn't happen. Yeah, obviously, Joe and Peter did a lot to get things going, and Rick Welch and Steve Kerr's impact has been special. But they all realize that if Steph Curry never plays for the Warriors, none of this happens.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NBC Sports Bay Area covering the Golden State Warriors. Off-season decisions and priorities. Just a couple I want to throw at you. You think they'll extend Jordan Poole? Will they extend Wiggins? And then what about Payton II, Looney, and Otto Porter Jr.? Just, you know, some quick thumbnails on each of those five.
Yeah, I don't think that the extensions are the top priority because those guys are still under contract. And, yeah, you want to extend them, but you've got some unrestricted guys in Looney and GP too. And Otto, you know, and I think Otto might be a tough one because, you know, here's a guy who's made a lot of money in his career.
Yep.
And he had a nice fat contract, and he took this on a minimum. He just wanted to play and prove he can play again and be healthy again. And I think the market for him might have gone up, even though, you know, I don't know if he's going to ever be a 35-minute a night guy. I question that. And that also applies to Looney, and that's why I think his value may not be as much to other teams as to the Warriors. Because he's not a guy that's going to give you 30, 35 minutes a night on a regular basis. He's not that guy. And I don't know if he ever will be that guy. But Looney, with GP2, I think is really, really important for this team. He is a rotation player who makes an impact. And he can do it on both ends, but especially on defense, obviously. You know, he's not a great shooter, but he can hit the corner three. You know, he can sneak in behind the bigs in the paint and get layups and dunks. But his defensive intensity sort of makes him such a great fit with guys like Wiggins and Draymond. And so, yeah, he can make some money. People are looking like, how did this guy not have a job already? Well, you know, sometimes you got to go to the right place. But I think GP2 obviously wants to stay here, but it is a business. I don't know if the Warriors can afford him, but I know if I'm the Warriors, I'm thinking, okay, he's probably my first priority, you know, and then Looney, you know, if the money's right, you know, you can't give Looney, you know, 4 years, $80 million. You can't do that. But you can give him 3 or 4 years. You know, you can give him 10 or 12 or you know, million a year. If, you know, if he wants to play here for some, you know, for 3 years and, in 35 million or something like that, or 4 years and 45. I mean, I would definitely look at that, you know, but Otto, yeah, if he wants to come back, he's going to also want a long-term deal. Another one-year deal. He's not at that stage of his career. You know, this isn't like the guys they had before with Zaza and D. West and those guys who were nearing the end of their careers, just, you know, happy to be on the ride to championships.
Yeah, but so, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so you get to Wiggins and Jordan, and, you know, Wiggins, like I said, they're under contract, and you would like to take care of them in advance, and you know, you have a few months to do that, but I mean, you have to know that they're not going anywhere right now. And to me, that makes them a little less urgent, as much as you want them. And you want to get, you know, want them, those guys to know how much they're valued within the franchise. But there are priorities here. And Joe Lacob has said, hey, he wants to win. We know that. He wants to win, and he'll spend. So I think they'll figure out a way to keep the guys they want to keep.
Oh, good stuff. Monty, let me ask you this, because I posed this question to Steiny yesterday, and rightfully so. All Warrior fans at the parade were happy. And, you know, I'm having conversations, and a lot of people act like the Warriors swept Boston. You know, no, that, it didn't happen that way. They were down 1-0, down 2-1. I asked Steiny this, and what did the Warriors do to kind of suffocate Boston and change this series to where they wanted in the fashion they did in your eyes?
Well, a couple of things, and I don't want to take, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from what the Warriors did. But going into this series, you know, I looked at the fact that the Celtics had to go through 2 7-game series, one against the defending champion Bucks and one against the Heat. And when you play 7 games against Miami, it's like 15 games. Sorry, the way they play. And so my thought was, you know what, at some point, these 14 games that they went through to get to the finals is going to tell. And then come game one, and in the fourth quarter of game one, the Celtics blew off the Warriors. And I thought, maybe I was wrong. You know, what it, these guys, maybe they are Terminators, you know. Maybe they're at that point now where the youth is just so, giving them so much life to where they can come out, coming off of a game on Sunday in Miami, fly home to Boston on Tuesday, fly west here on Wednesday, and then, you know, come out here for the media day and then play the next night. And in the fourth quarter, hit the gas. That was crazy to me. But I thought through games 2 and 3, okay, they're not going to keep doing this because the Warriors' defense is too good, and they're not getting beaten by the guys that really would scare you, which are Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You know, and Derek White isn't going to beat you. Al Horford isn't going to beat you. Grant Williams isn't going to beat you. And I thought their defense was crucial. Wiggins played tremendous defense. Draymond was up and down, but when he was good, he was very good. Steph, you know, he had the one off shooting game, but Steph owned the series pretty much. So I just thought that they stayed with the defensive principles and didn't let Jason Tatum get comfortable at all. And Wiggins, man, that dude played his tail off. So you look at that, and Jaylen Brown had some moments, but his moments didn't count. You know what I mean? They weren't clutch time moments. And I just thought the Warriors, in the end, wore them down with their defense, and that kind of told the story. Once they got to the game four, and won game four, I thought, okay, this series is going to end at 6, probably as I predicted before the series started.
Hey, Monty, get some sleep.
Get some rest, baby.
Hey, man, you know what I learned? I'm getting too old for these back-to-back red-eye flights, and then on to Boston, and then on the way back, you know, getting on a plane 2 hours after going to bed. You know?
Yeah.
It's rough, man, for an old guy like me.
You did a great job, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great one, Monty. Appreciate it, as always. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area.
You and him go back how far, Stoney?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Man.
95?
Okay. That's been... See, this is why I bring the text line up. The first thing I see, segment could have ended with Guru's question.
That was insensitive.
How do I read it? Like, I could have just... something you can bypass.
Well, now, that's something I saw, but I wasn't going to bring it to your attention.
I thought you were waiting, so as to
bring you down.
Okay, bring you.
I don't want to bring you down.
Nothing out here brings us down. Except somebody said, I look like I'm a Catholic school with my outfit and the chain. Who's that? That Divs?
That was Coase, I think.
Oh.
John Dickinson. Come on.
What? That,
it's one authentic more time. John Dickinson. Give me it again. Right there.
Oh my.
JD. Okay.
Authentic might be strong.
Yeah, exactly. No, Monty Poole. Great stuff from Monty. I tell you what, I was telling this to our producer Evan. I tell you what.
Oh.
Here's hoping a big fade from the Giants. My liver can't take another parade.
Well, look at
goodness you. Gracious.
Man.
Can some team around here please go 500? I can't take it.
And we got the draft 2 days.
Nobody cares. Let me tell you something. When they pick hurts. Some guy you never heard of, and you come in here Friday
no
and say, Steiny, I love what they got here out of Jimmy.
No, they're not going to make the team.
Yeah, they will.
Well.
Of course they will.
Who's leaving?
Damian Lee. Night-night.
He's family.
They're, you know, JTA, what do you do with him?
Yep.
Iguodala?
I got to read what Dala's
not coming.
Where was that article? Chronicle?
Which one?
The one about Iggy saying, run it back. Or that was that
was
just
a tweet?
Quote? Oh, okay. And then people asked me what Draymond Green's shirt said. Did you happen to... Do you know what it said or read?
No,
the one he had on yesterday was green.
What was it?
I don't know. I was asking you.
They should have that answer if you're going to bring it up like that.
Well, because somebody asked me.
Right.
So I'm the one that takes on the tough questions.
Take on the tough questions,
but I'll tell you where to go get them. And the text line and Twitch is where you go get them. So I'm posing it to you thinking you might. You don't like
that.
That's the stuff you don't like.
I can't stand it.
Like it's your funeral, I'd say. He didn't like that stuff.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Because it makes us look bad. Not just me, which is more important.
What's something on some man's shirt? We got a show to do. We didn't get to see his shirt.
Well, then they're going to say, what do you guys do? Hey, aren't you paying attention?
We're not shirt readers.
Oh, you're not paying attention? You didn't see Draymond?
Okay, hold on.
I'm just saying.
He was on a float, which is a bus.
He came down off it.
Yeah, but they were down the way. That did happen. It's good to see you, man.
Whatever.
See,
let's go to Richard in San Mateo.
Good Lord,
what's going on, Richard? How you doing, buddy?
No, Rich.
Hey.
I'm doing pretty good.
Nice.
I got a question for you.
Give it to me.
If they re-sign Looney, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say they do sign him to that multi-dollar deal. He has to develop a mid-range like he had in high school because he was handling the rock and shooting in high school, too. And then another thing. The Warriors, although the Warriors just won their fourth title and the Giants got their three titles and gave us a little tease last year and they're somewhat doing kind of good this year, does that put any more pressure on Kyle Shanahan this year to actually come through for the Bay Area fans?
Probably not. Not with the local media adorning him as a boy genius. But, you know, the media here in the Bay, my partner included,
on his bumper,
has given him flowers before he ever deserved it. So, no, there's not any extra pressure on Kyle Shanahan. He can do no wrong in most media members' eyes, including Dal the Guru Johnson. It's a joke.
Let me answer that for myself because he's playing and he's over here laughing. I know how to differentiate him calling plays and then him choking. And he has been choking. And I know you hate that word, Steiny, but it's true. 10-point leads left and right. The Niners could have had two trips to the Super Bowl. So it's on him. And he's got to finish. And guess what? He ain't going to have his no Linus. Oh, there is no security blanket in Jimmy Garoppolo. So now we get to see, this year is fat with all kind of nuggets, because now we're going to see, one, did you draft the right dude? And two, why did you draft the wrong dude when it was working before? It's on Kyle to call plays when it's lemon booty time. I need you to be in your bag when it's go time. This year, Michael Jackson had a movie called This Is It, and part two is starting Kyle Shanahan. This is it. No more passes.
I'll believe it when I see it.
See what?
You come down his road.
I went in.
You've
on
got
him
your
the whole
favorite.
Last...
You've got your favorites, and you go out of your way
this is...
to protect them. It all starts with Curry, But on your Mount Rushmore,
protect?
On your Mount Rushmore, this Kyle argument. Shanahan certainly resides. You were the first guy to get the boy genius. The football gods have blessed him with a play calling ability.
3 years ago, man. That's old stuff. What have I said?
God, I want to get under your skin right now.
I got a nice shirt on, so you can't. But listen, I'm telling you, man, it's go time. It ain't no
go time. They were in the NFC Championship.
10 points.
They were in the NFC Championship.
And what happened?
They lost.
And you were up 10.
Now you expect them to get back with a rookie quarterback, essentially? Good luck with that.
Oh, hold on.
Team's
and guess who's going to take the least amount of the criticism if they don't get back? The rookie quarterback. This is on your decision on replacing Garoppolo.
You'll find another scapegoat tomorrow.
Please.
When
I'm on your
wind's
boy's
direction
bumper.
Changes.
I'm on your I was on his bumper for not drafting Watson or Mahomes.
You're on his
bumper. I'm letting you get to me now.
Yeah, you were on his bumper bowing.
I'm gonna turn it down a notch.
You were bowing at the feet of a coach that's not even 500.
That bothers me about him.
Well, but you love him.
Now look past it.
You love him. Mm-hmm.
This year's juicy.
Juicy. Win a championship like the Warriors, for God's sake.
How about four of them?
Please.
Man. Huh? Would the parade be here or Santa Clara?
I don't know.
I had to be here. It's the San Francisco.
That's a good. You know what?
No, it's here.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Who's the mayor of Santa Clara?
Let me tell you something. Knowing the Niners, they try to weasel two. I think.
Oh, I could.
Well, what
do
I mean, knowing the Niners, I don't know. It's a good question, though. You think it would be Santa Clara?
Lisa Gilmore is the mayor of Santa Clara. That's how you get info.
How do you know?
I just Googled it.
You can shirt Guru has on available at Big and Tall?
I don't know.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
I don't know. It don't sound like it.
Well, Big and Tall would be for guys your size. I mean,
well, no. That Big
6'3",
and Tall is NBA and pro players when they're in shape.
No. Yeah. All right. I'm not putting you on the spot. You're smart. Who do you want the Warriors to draft at 28? Just give me a name.
Somebody that can contribute.
Just throw a name at me.
Chet Holmgren.
Not him.
He's probably not going to be there. Just give me a name. I know your draft board goes 60, 80 deep.
Paolo
just throw
Bancaro.
A name. I'm not going to hold you to it,
no,
Gil.
I got 100.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to hold you to it. Just throw a name out there.
Ty Washington Jr.
Okay.
Well, I like him.
Where do you go again?
Kentucky. Maybe Johnny Davis. I like him.
The guy used to play for the Portland Trailblazers back
good.
In the day?
No, this guy played at Wisconsin, sophomore. I've been doing my little draft stuff, Snotty. Ask me some more.
You have not been doing any draft
Walker
stuff.
Walker Kessler?
Please don't lie. Please don't lie.
Dude, you saying I don't watch Barkley's old school Auburn play?
Goo.
This is real. I do a national show on Sunday. We got to do hockey.
Kofi Coburn?
It's a podcast.
No, it's actually live on BetQL Network.
That's great, but it's a podcast. Let's face it. Let's face
mad.
It. About 13% of the people in the country don't have a podcast right now. So everybody's got one.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah, basically.
It's BetQL Network. It's live.
Basically.
I hate you think that way about it.
It's not a... It doesn't move the
needle.
Now,
when you do your little stuff with JD, I support it. I retweet it.
You don't have
to. It's not a podcast.
No, you don't have
it's
to
live.
Support it. You don't
We're
have
national.
To support it. In fact, you can rip it.
I knew this would come between us.
You can rip it.
You know, you want me to stop doing Sundays, I'll stop.
Because I'm jealous?
I don't know what it is.
You and Dibs, man. It's something special about your relationship
well,
there. Yeah.
It's our second relationship. It used to be Guru, Steiny, and Dibs.
Correct.
Never in person.
I know, that's weird. Sometimes
that
when you think about
weird.
That.
That is weird. What would it have been like? Oh, I probably would have been sitting over there.
Not sure. Not sure. I wrote down a couple things about the Warriors. Shoot, should I tease this?
No.
Got 1 minute. I got a theory. I got a theory.
You look fired up.
I got a theory about Kenny Atkinson.
We got to get into it.
I got a theory about Kenny Atkinson. Was supposed to take the Charlotte job. Didn't take the Charlotte job.
Reneged.
Now he's coming back to the Warriors as an assistant coach. Mike Brown, as we speak, up in Sacramento. Warriors got some coaching.
JD there.
Coach, why?
Because he does. He's boots on the ground.
It's Sacramento.
But he loved – the beauty about JD is being a part of it. Like, it ain't just work for him. It's, he loves this stuff.
It's a little weird.
Holy cannoli. Crazy.
I'll tell you this before you get – there's not one assistant job in this world better than a head coaching job. So when I heard – I'll let you get to it. Hey. Family was involved with Kenny Atkinson's change of mind. Why you giggle?
No, it's
kind of.
I'm
going to
start calling you Hook Line.
What's the hook on that?
Hook Line and Sinker. That's how you fall for stuff.
Oh, I'm going to give you a three.
It's a two.
650 wants to know if the backyard boogie's still a thing.
It's been. They took a round back.
Yeah, they chopped that thing off at the knees.
It went on for 3 years.
Wait a minute. So Guru did a thing and then they changed formats?
Tough. Very tough.
Hey, the thing ran for 3 years.
And then subsequently shut down. Tough.
Okay, Spadoni. I'm not used to Spadoni jumping in. It's got to really bother me. I had to do 9-1. I had to say bye. And the station's not done. They just rebranded.
The station.
Shout out, Chewy.
Let me tell you something. And we all know what this means now. Night night.
What are you talking? Night night. I have no
backyard boogie. Russell. Went night night. Only thing missing is the curry emoji. We got a break. Hey, listen. We're going to give listeners a chance to win this commemorative photo collage of the Warriors championship. You may have heard it in the morning. Bob Ibach from Nyko Sports. They got these photo collages. They're really cool. He's going to tell you a little bit about them on the other side, and then we're going to give one away after the interview. But I got my Kenny Atkinson theory. I'll share it with you on 95.7 The Game, and it's all sponsored by your Northern. Here's who it's really sponsored by. Hey, don't laugh. You never have to do this kind of stuff that I love to do. Northern California Toyota dealer.
What did I do wrong?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I haven't done that in a while. Steiny Guru here, half hour left in the show. 95.7 The Game. 10 minutes, going to be talking to Bob Ibach. He's got some collectible to give away. It's a collage, a photo collage, 15 by 17, framed. And we're going to give one of those away after... We talked to Bob, so he's going to talk about this piece of memorabilia. A lot of the money goes to a good cause, and then after Bob's done, we're going to take caller number 5, and you're going to have a chance to win one for free.
I'm hella excited.
It's about a $100 item. Mm-hmm.
More than $69.99 that people are saying, telling me on the text line to tuck in my chain, and I spent a nice penny on this silver chain, and...
$69.99. But what was the $69.99?
That's how much they think I paid for it. They got some channels where they
sell
jewelry.
Not quite that much? What?
I pay way more than that.
Oh, it's more than $69.99.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Kenny Atkinson had agreed to terms with the Charlotte, whatever they are now, Hornets, Bobcats.
Michael Steen.
Yeah. God, what a terrible owner he is. And, you know, I know he's on your mount protected.
Yes.
He's on your mount.
As a player.
Protect him more.
As a player.
But yeah.
He don't need my
protection. Good, because he's one of the worst owners in sport.
I can't do nothing for him there.
Take the Hall of Fame away from him.
Man, I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, Atkinson said, eventually hit the pike. Listen, do you think this is too far of a stretch? I don't. Look, Steve Kerr's not going to be around forever. Come on. He's been coaching here now coming up on 10 years.
Okay.
He's won 9 titles. Don't you think that maybe something's going on where they say, hey, Kenny, Steve's not going to be around forever.
Okay.
He's not going to be around forever. He's probably leaving in the next year or two. Sit tight. Sit tight.
I don't. And the reason I don't is if that were true, that would have kept him from even putting his John Hancock or giving him a yes.
No, got more leverage.
Nah, you because think?
He, oh my God,
well,
are you
I'll
kidding?
Say this about
you think
Kerr.
They didn't give Atkinson a raise after he came back?
He said it was something up with his family.
How naive are you?
I ain't naive. I have been in my life, especially dating.
So hold on. He's making a certain salary with the Warriors.
Okay.
He's now going to go become a head coach and probably quadruple his salary at the very least. There's no way he's coming back without a raise.
I got the best comeback. Forget the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I got the best comeback.
Mm.
Why did Mike Brown leave? Why wouldn't he be under that same thought process? I'll just ride it out and I can be the head coach here.
Because of the timing. Brown took a job.
Right, but it's basically the Hornets.
Because Brown knew he wasn't going to get the head coaching job here. No matter how long he waited.
Why would Atkins get it?
Because they've told him, you're going to get the head coaching job here.
But my question to you, I'm not saying
that. He's a better coach than Mike Brown.
Ooh.
Like, what's the issue?
Atkinson versus
Joe
Brown.
Joe Lacob is like, we got Steve Kerr. He's not going to be around here forever. Do we want to think about a coach?
But why
inside?
Does Steiny say Atkinson? I'm just asking, you're better than, he's been fired less than Mike Brown. But why do you say,
because
I'm shocked that you're saying he's a better coach than Brown.
Because they've watched him now for 2 or 3 years, right? A year or two. Maybe they just like him better.
I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And okay,
I don't know much about Atkinson, but he got ran
here.
At his
job. Who does the boss like more? Damon Bruce or Joe Shasky? You know who he likes more. We don't even have to say it.
No, but that's...
We don't even have to say it. We know who he likes more. And you know who he likes more? The guy who ends up staying. Mm-hmm. You think I don't know corporate stuff?
What? I'm so lost. Like...
Brown's been an assistant here for what, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, and he's been a head coach at three locales.
He's sick of waiting around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now he got the sack job. He's like, I'm taking it.
No, but you said,
So now they got Kenny Atkinson, who's saying I'm out.
Lacob wouldn't do that for Brown because Atkinson is more attractive.
I'm just setting up a scenario.
Well, I'm setting up a scenario.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I had my choice between Mike Brown and Atkinson, I'd take Atkinson.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Why?
Okay.
What's Mike Brown ever done?
What's Kenny ever done?
Kenny took a very mediocre team and ended up taking him to the playoffs. He might have had more success than Steve Nash. With the worst
of the
team.
Mike Brown's taking a team to the finals.
I was just...
Please.
Please,
those
what?
Facts.
Yeah, LeBron James.
So what?
What? Well, but he still was the coach.
Look at the team.
So Mike gets no credit for that?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, how long do you think Steve Kerr's going to be around?
I think as long as he wants to.
That's an easy answer. How long do you think Steve Kerr wants to be around?
Without knowing the man?
Yes, exactly.
I'll say 5 more years.
Okay.
At minimum. And I look at Popovich,
I would take
who
the
I
under.
Thought would be done, Steiny, after the Tim Duncan, Ginobili, and Tony Parker thing, and he kept going. And he's still around.
No, I don't think Steve Kerr's going to be here very much longer.
And him being a player,
I might be wrong.
And knowing the grind of a player and then obviously walking away from the game, I still now it's the coaching version of that. And I think he's still in the rather embryo stages of his success at every turn. I just don't see him walking away
57
from
years
something
old.
That's good.
He's been in the NBA
yeah.
his entire adult life.
Gotcha.
I could easily see him. What's left? What's left other
Chips.
Than just what's left other than just mailing it in and maybe getting a couple more titles?
Huh?
I mean,
I could definitely can't say I know him, Steiny, to where, but 5 years, like, now ain't the time to leave. For any
what do you
coach,
mean?
When they're winning.
Now is the time to leave, to me. I mean, if I were Bob Myers, you're damn right I'd be thinking about wind it maybe one more.
Wow.
It doesn't get any better than this. You get to go out a winner.
Yeah, but how many times do we see players and execs do that? Because they're a part of the culture of wanting more, the disease of more.
Well, the bottom line is... Would you rather that or would you rather get fired in 2 years? You're distracted, and I can't stand when you do this.
I love Guru's
JJ in San
enthusiasm.
Jose.
Let me read it.
JJ wants to go at me.
But he chooses a lot of weird hills to die on.
JJ wants to come at me.
Well, we want this. Mm-hmm. Then keep him on.
What's up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Steiny, all right, you're my guy, but I can't take it anymore, man. I don't appreciate the slander you've been spewing out today. Okay?
Get him.
Versus with the Warriors. Oh, they're not going to win it again. Obviously, I know that you don't like to speak in absolutes, but to think that they don't have, they're the favorite. To say that there's another team out there that's better than them, and I know you didn't say that, but you're more or less implying that because I think the Warriors are the best thing smoking right now. That's kind of unfair because they proved everybody wrong, including yourself, that when they make the playoffs, they make it to the finals, let alone everyone out there. They're on 4 out of 6. So that's with the Warriors, you got to give them a better chance than, they ain't doing nothing. Because you know that they're that good. Secondly, real quick, Mike Brown, he filled in for Steve Kerr on 2 separate seasons. To take over for the team, and what happened? He's like 12-1. So to say that he's a better coach than Atkinson when Atkinson hasn't done squat, that's not cool, brother.
JJ, couple things.
I knew you was going to catch it for that one.
Okay, can I tell you what?
Yeah.
I want to get this in before. This is what gets a little demoralizing for me.
Well, that's a strong word. Go ahead.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
I never said they weren't good. I'm setting up a discussion.
Oh, I got you on that. You didn't.
I'm setting up a discussion. That's my point. I'm saying, can Steph Curry win a 5th one? Who's out there saying no chance? What I'm saying is, you got to acknowledge it's possible at this point. It's possible. And what was the other one?
Atkinson and Brown.
Oh, Atkinson and Brown.
20 and 62, 28 and 54,
well, first
42
of all,
and 40 and 28
first
34.
Of all, I'm setting up a hypothetical that I have a hunch on. To me, Atkinson not taking the Charlotte job, to me, might have something to do with they know Steve Kerr might not be around.
Nobody's arguing that.
And you know what?
You said he's better than Mike Brown.
Well, I'm
that's what the heat is coming from.
So, okay, what if Joe Lacob thinks he's better than Mike Brown? By the way, how many people like Mike Brown when they got their ass kicked by 55 points to Memphis? And you know what? I like Mike Brown, and this is where I'm messing right now. Yeah. I'm not really. Yeah. Luke Walton did a better job than Mike Brown.
Luke
Walton went 43-4.
Yeah.
43-4.
Let's hope that don't happen to Mike.
My point is, even if you love Mike Brown the same way you love Kenny Atkinson, and now Mike Brown says, guys, I'm out, and they say, well, hey, Mike, you know, Steve's not going to be around forever. Mike says, I've already been here 5 years. I'm going to take a bird in the hand. Maybe Kenny Atkinson, who's only been here 1 year, now says, you know what? I've only been here a year. Charlotte's a joke. We all know that. I'll stick around for a couple more years.
Well, that sounds way different than how you said it earlier. And again, you feel how you feel, but like you were adamant that Atkinson has shown you something, and we look at things different.
I don't know who's a better – who knows who's a better coach between – between Atkinson and Mike Brown.
I do want to know. And again, as I read it, Stoney, something was up with his family. That I don't know, but your scenario could be on the board too.
I think his family said, wait for Steve Kerr to retire. Why would you want to work for Michael Jordan?
Mike did take him to the finals.
Michael Lowball Jordan.
Yeah. A D'Antoni interview in there in Charlotte.
Where?
Charlotte.
Oh.
That'll be nice for LaMelo if they got him.
Sure. All right, we got Bob? Sweet. All right, let me introduce Bob Ibach, Nyko Sports. He wants to tell you about some incredible memorabilia they got going right now in honor of the Golden State Warriors' fourth title in 8 years. Bob, how you doing, man? What do you got going?
I've got a lot going here. I'll tell you what, I know we chatted with each other the other day, and appreciate Steiny and Guru having me back on today. It's great. We start out with 2022 of these really cool 15x17-inch framed photo collages to honor the Dubs going ahead and getting back and winning that title again this year. What is it now? Four in 8 years.
Four in eight, yeah.
Yep. And we're trying to raise money, and we're doing pretty good so far with the Warriors Community Foundation, which has been around for a number of years, and I was checking them out the other day, and boy, they've done some great things in the community. I was particularly interested, being a former basketball player myself, that they've refurbished 85 basketball courts in low-income communities in the Bay Area. So that's one of the few things they've done. And a part of our proceeds from the photo collages, which measure 15x17 inches in that beautiful black frame, will be donated to the Warriors Community Foundation. Now, in a moment, I'm going to give out the website and the phone number, how you can get your hands on these, because I know we're getting down the last couple hundred in the collection. We don't have too many left over. They're $99 each. What you'll get is a beautiful celebration photo there right in the middle with the official NBA Finals logo. In the lower right-hand corner, we'll have a recap of the series against the Celtics. And also on the left side, we'll have a recap of each of the round games that the Dubs played and how they got there. So you'll be able to look at this when you put it up in your home or office. It's suitable. You can hang it right away. You don't have to worry about it. People look at it when they come in your office at home and say, wow, where did you get that? And you got the recap right there. So it's a real treasure. It's going to help out a great cause in the community. And again, only $99. And like I said, we only have a couple hundred of these left. And you'll get a certificate of authenticity with it. So here's the phone number and the website, how you can order these. The phone number is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. or just go to the website, NICOSports.com. You spell it NICOSports.com. NICOSports.com. And we've raised over $3 million now in the last 4 or 5 years for charities like the Warriors Community Foundation. And a big shout-out to your station, your listeners, and certainly your PD, Matt, for helping us out over the last couple of years. And one last thing in closing, you know who I ran into? I covered the NBA back in the 70s for the Baltimore Sun. And I remember when the Dubs won their first title back in 1975. Well, I ran into Rick Barry, who was on the team. And you know what Rick? You know what Rick does today? He's down in South Florida. He is one of the best pickleball players that's out there and plays in all these tournaments.
Yeah, I'm actually aware of that. I got some family into pickleball and who's seen him play. So yeah.
Well, you know, with his arm span, I'll tell you what. he's kicking some butt down there.
I'm sure. Hey, Bob, thank you so much.
Appreciate
we are
it.
Giving away one of these collages as soon as we get off the phone. And man, they look like the real deal. I know I've seen Dan Dibley's. Got a couple from previous championships. They're autographed basketballs. He loves them. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate working with you, and hopefully we can sell this out in the next couple hours.
Absolutely. All right, here's what we're going to do. And thanks again, Bob, on 95.7 The Game. Caller number five. All right, caller number five right now. We're going to give away one of these 15 by 17 photo collages. Okay, it's commemorating the Warriors championship season. Caller number five right now, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-GAME. Caller number five, you get one. You get one of these framed collages, suitable for framing.
I'm hella excited.
Actually, it's already framed. How about that?
Look. And I asked about Rick Barry, Steiny, and pickleball. And they had a tournament on over the weekend. And you know, I come in. I'm like, what the hell is this? But it's like miniature tennis. You got the smaller racket, but the same type of dimensions. I may try to play it. Pickleball.
Yeah, I've been playing for the last year.
You've never brought it up on air.
Yeah.
Embarrassed?
I don't like to bring my
It's like a paddleball, right?
Yeah, well,
like you just have two paddles and you keep the ball in the air. It's like a volley the whole time.
Correct? You usually play doubles for the most part, although there are
You
singles.
Can play two. Yeah.
You just want to stay out of the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
So all you need is a regular tennis court and you're good.
It doesn't have to be that big even.
Dude, they had it on they gave
I'm
some
not sure
awards.
You'd be any good at it.
Two men and two women.
Because you want to smash everything.
Well, I'm good at tennis.
You want to smash everything. It's a finesse is a big part of it. You know anything about that?
I used to pitch.
Yeah.
Sometimes
and you had one pitch, a fastball, and that's why 10th grade came, and it was Steph Curry's night-night.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of stuff. Atkins said his wife loved to bay, and the kids loved their schools, who are teenagers. But that's real. that sinister laugh.
Did I say that's not possible?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You want to bet? Let's put some money on it,
Infinite
big boy.
Number of
pick
outcomes.
Some money. Pick some money. Put some money on it, Mouth. I think Kenny Atkins is going to be the next coach of the Warriors. Bet me.
Let's done.
Bet me.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Yeah, I'm out.
I thought he was out. Did you mean that about Jordan and his ownership?
Yes, he's a joke.
And you know what? They're getting better. They made the offs.
He doesn't get criticized because he's Michael Jordan.
That's what ended his relationship with Barkley.
Exactly.
Barkley.
Are you better than are you really good at tennis?
Seriously. Yeah. No, we could go right now. I could get down.
I'm not the issue.
And I could serve.
I'm not the issue.
Oh yeah.
You think you're better than Dibley?
I'm faster.
Are you a better tennis player than Dan Dibley?
I would think I could beat
Could you beat him?
No shade of Dibs. I think I could beat him.
You are 0-7 in these kind of matchups against.
There's two in the low 95-7 jump off the race.
How are the golf lessons going, Gil?
My instructor got COVID. I was telling Steiny and E, so it was on pause for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that. Hey, Spadone and Evan, dead serious. Who are you taking in a tennis match, Dibs or Guru?
Wow.
How much experience you got tennis, Gil?
Enough to where I think I could be I could go out there and
it concerns
if I'm
me you
hooping,
didn't answer it. You said
I can tennis. I
you
won't be
enough.
Tired.
What does that
and my
mean?
Serve is pretty good.
Okay.
And I even got a racket.
You got a serve and volley? Are you that kind of player?
I got a backhand.
That's when you come up to the net and you don't let it bounce.
You guys don't seem like a one-hand backhand kind of guy.
Oh, you got
Roger Federer. Are you Roger Federer over here?
Hey, this is our guy Ernie from Concord. He's the one who's asking, is Dibley better than Guru?
Oh, so I thought Dibs was guy, texting you he could beat me.
I would have to bet.
I wouldn't be shanked.
I'd bet on Dibs. I'd have to.
But what about the speed? Well, he played.
I don't actually think you're that fast.
I haven't seen either of them play, but Guru's got him in terms of length. Yeah, so that definitely helps.
Nah, I'm taking Dibs. I think he's got more. I think he's just a better player.
What am I using to run down court in these full court games with youngsters?
The game's tennis, all right?
Yeah, no, but you act like I'm coming down like Sabonis.
It's a game of endurance. Who's going to last the longest?
Don't be mad. I'm just taking Dibs.
This is why I want you to come watch me hoop.
I'm not going to come watch you hoop. I'm not watching you play tennis. I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Pickleball. You just brought that out of nowhere.
Pickleball's a great game.
You never said it.
I play with my family. And my nephew, Bobby John, runs tournaments and stuff. Pickleball tournaments. Yeah, he got me into it and our whole family. How much we got here?
Got about a minute 10 here. Bobby Marks at 3:30 in Colorado. And then Steve Kerr is final interview of the year at 5 o'clock.
That's a big one.
Hey, Steve, how much you going to left? How much you going to coach left?
Got to ask him that.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I would absolutely ask him. Steve, how long are you getting? Man, you've been.
Until we start losing.
Steve, you're 57. You still look pretty good. I mean, you're getting wrinkled. You get too much sun, get some of that sun, but I mean, come on, what, another year or two?
If he says I'll leave when the chef leaves?
Okay.
We'll probably hear about 6-7 more years.
Then we know it's at least 4 more years. How much now? I got to get going. I got
30 seconds.
I got a
team. You golfing?
I'm going to be
with you one day.
It's going to be hot out there, Stein. You got this time?
Oh, you going out there in this heat?
It's not that hot.
All right.
Extra what? 25 yards of drive
me and
today.
JD tomorrow.
You know what? It's not about length. What happened it's to about Stiney? Accuracy.
Right. How you use it?
Now how much?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to leave a little early. Have a good day.
I want an 88 or better.
Will do.
Who that say they going to beat James Logan? Who that?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.